All right, first nakuda I want to mention is what we had said regarding yesterday about the tefillin, and that is that what we wrote on the board was correct, and that according to the way you read it, and the Yosef and I were speaking with Rav Lazdun after the shir, the sofer, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon was mismol hamaniach. So you put your tefillin shel yadan, and there are four compartments, and you go from the left of the wearer of the meniach. So you go left to right. So I mean, it's if you look in the parshas, it's kadesh li, v'haya kiviyacha, and shema v'ayim shema, going left to right. Okay, so we got that. That's the mismol hamaniach. I'm going to write that down. Okay, it's from mismol hamaniach. Considered to be from the left of the what? Mismol hamaniach. The left of the what? The left, not someone facing you, the guy that's, you know, wearing it, okay? That's number one nekuda. The other nekuda I wanted to mention is that we were mechaven according to the Mishnah Brura, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, do you remember Rabbeinu Tam had the two vahayas in the middle? You remember that? So we said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, how do you write the klaf? You write the ksav yad, fills you out all in one klaf, so you have to leave a space, because you have to write it chronologically in the Torah. Uri, you follow me? So since you have to write it chronologically in the Torah, you write Kadesh, V'haya Kiviyacha, and then what? And then you write Shema at the end of the klaf, leave space V'hayim Shamoah, because it has to be written chronologically. Okay? So that's according to Rabbeinu Tam. I'm just going to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you leave Revach. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you're Mashir Revach. You're going to have to be Mashir a space, because it's got to be written chronologically. Okay? But on the other hand, when it's put in the thing, Lamaisa, it has to be what? Okay, so that's that you're talking about Meinir Revach Lagabe Tfilin Shel Yad, because Tfilin Shel Yad or what is written in what? Klaf Echad. Okay, very good. So those are the first two Nakudas I wanted you to get by Hilchos Tfilin. Uri, you got that? Number one, what? You got you writing in your notes in the computer. Number one is what? That according to what? Rabbeinu Tam, it's left to right in the Tfilin Shel Rosh from the left of the Maniach. And number two is what? That the Tfilin Shel Yad is written on one klaf. But you have to write it chronologically. In order to do that, it means you're going to have to leave a space. That's how the Mishnah Brura points out, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So those are the two nekudas, according to what I wanted to bring out regarding what Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, let's get to now the Mahalach and finish it up. Let's get it down and finish up about the Bosa B'chol. Okay, let's go. All right? Lamaisa, we have three pshatim in the conclusion of the Gemara, and let's get it down. There are three pshat in the conclusion of the Gemara and Rishonim as to how we know that Lotavash Gali Bachalevi Mo means milk and not what? And not fat, not chelif. Okay? The first pshat of Rashi was what? Was Tigun Lav Kibishal. Okay? This is determining that it's chalav and not what? Velo what? Velo chelif. Okay? Velo chelif. How do you know it's chalav and not chelif? So the way you know that is, according to Rashi, is what? Is Tigun, is Lav Kibishul, okay? And therefore we know that what? When you use butter or oil, anything that's not water is considered frying. So therefore if it's bishul in the chumash, it's got to be chalav, it's got to be milk. Milk and water are the same thing. Milk is considered to be like water for our purposes, where you could cook with milk and water. So therefore it's bishul, it's not tigun. That's Rashi's pshat, okay? Now, Lamaisa, I want you to get this on Rashi. What was the kasha that the Chiddushi Aran asks? What's the kasha the Chiddushi Aran asks on Rashi? The kasha the Chiddushi Aran that he asks on Rashi is what? He asks a very interesting kasha. He asks, both the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chiddushi Aran don't like Rashi's pshat. Because if it's talking about that, why can't you talk about a case where you what? Where you cook the basar and the chaylev in mayim? Why can't it be basar and chaylev in mayim? Bishul means mayim. So there are three materials. Basar, chaylev, and mayim. You know, that's also going to be bishul. Why do you have to assume slam dunk that it's going to be milk as opposed to fat? Maybe it's still chaylev, but you're cooking the gedi with its chaylev in water. Right? That was the kasha of the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Chiddushi Aran. You follow me? On Rashi. So get that down. Kasha and what? The kasha shall what? Shall Chiddushi Aran? And what else? Yad Ramah. Okay? It's a very strong kasha. That's what they're asking. Lamaisa, so why is that clear that it's going to be chalav and not chelav? I can still say it's chelav. And I can establish it talking about frying. I can establish we're talking about cooking, because I take the kid with its chalif in the water. So how do you answer that kasha? Who comes to save the day for Rashi? The Yad Ramah. What does the Yad Ramah say? If that would be the case, that you're cooking with what? With chalif in the gedi, in water, then what should it say in the Chumash? It should say, lo tavashel gedi im chalif imo. It should say, lo tavashel gedi. It should say, lo tavashel gedi im chalif imo. You follow me? Im chalif imo. Because bi means the material in which it is. So in other words, it would say, lo tavashel gedi im chalif imo. Im chalif. Lo tavashel gedi lemaisa im chalif imo. Im chalif imo. Because where you're going to tell me where's the water, it's understood. Bishul means water. So in other words, if you're saying it, you're going to cook it lamaisa, so I can have it. If this proposal was right, that you're cooking the kid with its chalif in water, then it should be im gedi im chalif in water. Don't say lo tavash gedi bachalev imo, that the kid is with bachalev. You follow me? Because Bichalev means straight up like that. So you see the Feirish that the Yad Ramah debunks the what saves Rashi and debunks and answers the Kasha Lishra on Yad Ramah. Because it was referring to a cooking the kid with its fat in water, it would say A in B in the water. It's understood in the water because that's what Bishul means. It wouldn't say Lotvashkadi Bachalev imo. That's Mashman, it's only two materials. You follow me? Not three. So the Yad Ramah saves Rashi, and that's the first general sheet that we have. Okay, number two. What was the second sheet that we had in Rishon? As to how you know it's called an achelov. The Yesh Meforshim and the Rabbeinu Chananel. What's the Yesh Meforshim and the Rabbeinu Chananel say? The Yesh Meforshim and the Rabbeinu Chananel say? The Torah, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Yesh Meforshim, right, of Tosfos, right, say Befeiros, Bipshat, Betaisvis. They say it means Levad Hayawat Hayamutr. On its own, it would have been mutter. On its own, it would have been mutter. Chayyud on its own wouldn't have been mutter. It's awesome. And basically, halacha lemaisa, what I'm saying is that the bishul is goyrim the isser. The bishul is goyrim the isser. Because without doing the bishul, it would have been mutter. Well, chayyud doesn't fit that bill, so it's only chalav. Okay. What's the difficulty with this pshat? What's the difficulty with this pshat, Lamaisa, we said? So, the Ran has a difficulty with this pshat. What's the Ran's difficulty with this pshat, Lamaisa? Why don't they like this pshat? Because, I gave you the Chiddush Yiran Maskel Derech, because they said, what do you mean? Maybe the Torah was talking about bishul, literal bishul. Maybe the Torah is talking about literal bishul, and the Torah is saying the following. The Torah is saying if you cook it, Lamaisa, on its own, if you cook it on its own, Lamaisa, what will be the din? Each one itself is mutter b'bishul, and the Torah what? And the Torah asks you to cook it together. So maybe this pshat is difficult. So let's write down the kasha. What's the kasha of the Ran, of the Chiddushi HaRan, on this pshat? What's the kasha? The kasha is that maybe each one is talking on its own. If you cook on its own, maybe taki would be what? It would be mutter. You're allowed to cook chalev. But to cook it with the gdi, that maybe is usser. Don't forget the Torah formulates the issue of lashon bishul.
Specifically with the gdi?
Yeah. No, it's symbolic of meat. So maybe it's usser to cook. There's an isser bishul. So the Ran says, how is this clear 100% that it's talking about milk and not chalev? Maybe it's still talking about chalev. And the word is that on its own you could cook chalev, but to cook it together with the gni would be usher. Maybe that's what it means.
What's the point?
The theory, again, Uri, is that if it's on its own, it would be mutter. And we know that chalev is usher. Okay, fine.
What is making the isser that you can't cook them together? What does that do?
It doesn't mean there's an isser bishul. There's an isser achila hanan bishul. So maybe the Torah has an isser bishul. I don't know why. I don't know why. There's an isser of bishul. Just like there's an isser of basam chalav. Why does bishul have to be connected with the din achila? Maybe there's an isser of bishul. And the isser of bishul is cooking it with its gedi. The chalav with the gedi. On its own it would be mutter. If you want to use that on its own theory, so stick within bishul. So if you stick within Bishul, then it should be okay. Pinchas, you follow me? That's the kasha that the Chiddush Aran has on this second pshat. Okay? And therefore, that leads us to the third pshat. What is the third pshat? Which is the Chiddush Aran himself, b'shem acherim. The Chiddush Aran b'shem the acherim. What does he say? He says a beautiful pshat. What does he say? He says the Torah articulates the Isser, Chiddush Aran, b'shem acherim. How does the Torah articulate the Isser of Bishul? I'm sorry, the Isser of Achila, Uri. How does the Torah articulate the Isser of eating? Nu? How many times did it say Bishul Nechumash? Three times. It articulates the Isser of Achila through Bishul. So the construct is, are you able to cook that thing if you would cook it on its own? Are you able to eat that thing if you would cook it on its own? The Torah links up the Isser Achila with Bishul, because it articulates the Isser Achila Lashon of Bishul. So it means if you would cook it on its own, would it be mutter to eat? Chalav would not be, milk would be. So therefore the pshat is milk and not fat. So let's write it. It means Bishul la'atzmo, however, tsarich liyo mutter lechol. It's a combination of Achila with Bishul. You see, his kasha on the second Peshitta was cooking on its own. If the whole theory is that Goyrim causes the Isser, so maybe it's what? Maybe the Isser is what? Cooking Chaylev with the Gdi. And cooking the Chaylev on its own would be Mutter. So therefore he says, I don't like that second shot. The third shot highlights, Uri, the connection between Achila and Bishul. Because the Torah formulates Isser Achila through Bishul. If you cook it on its own, would it be mutter to eat? Chalav would be mutter to eat if you cook milk on its own. Chalav would not. So therefore, it's got to be talking about chalav and not chalav. Those are the three pshatim, three shittas in the Gemara. And we have each kasha. Either tikkun laf kebishul, either that on its own, if it cooked, the bishul, is it mutter? We had a kasha in the first pshat. Yad Ramah saved it, Lamaisa. Okay? Because remember, we had a kasha. What was the kasha of the Shiran? What was the kasha of the Chiddush Aran the Rabbeinu Yonah? You remember on Rashi? What was that kasha? What was that kasha? What do you say?
Buster water.
Oh, exactly. The three things. Yad Ramah saved it. Then we have the second, you're cooking on its own. We have a kasha on that. Maybe cooking on its own. The third is what the concept of cooking on its own will allow you to eat. Now, based on this, please get it. Based on this, we had another kasha of Taisus. We had another kasha on the second shita. What was the other kasha on the second shita? How did Taisus conclude? How did Taisus conclude the Taisus? You apply by a kasha on the second shita. What did he ask? He asked, according to the Mandomer of Isser Chal Isser, what's the din of Nevela? Chalav and Chalav or Nevela and Chalav? Nevela, Chalav? Which one did Taisus say first? Chalav b'chalav? Or what else? Nevel b'chalav. Doesn't make a difference about the order. Okay? According to the Mandar, it's Isser Chal Isser. The Pusik's talking about that as well. And that's also, you don't need a special Pusik for Tasser that. If you hold Isser Chal Isser. You see, the Torah is talking about things that are already Usser. What was the whole theory of the second shot? The whole theory of the second shot is that we're talking about things that if you would have cooked it on its own, it would have been Mutter. Right? If it cooked on its own, it would have been mutter, chalav would have been asr. So these things, the Maisa, the Pasuk's talking about chalav b'chalav and nevela b'chalav. Those things are already asr. So the Torah's talking about things already asr. So that whole theory is debunked. Kasha on that sheet. That's Taisus' kasha. If you hold Isser Chal Isser. Right? That was Taisus' kasha. He left it as a kasha. What was the teretz that we gave? You remember from the Kur Aryeh? What was the Kur Aryeh's answer? That the Torah could not have said just chalav, has to first say chalav. Once you say chalav, then it can include chalav with what? With the other things. It can include chalav with the other things. But you have to have chalav, basar b'chalav. Once you say basar b'chalav, then in fact, lemaisa, in that theory, what? It has to be something that's mutter on its own, so then I can say basar b'chalav. Once I ask for basar b'chalav, I can include chalav in there as well. That's how the Guri Aryeh answered up that thesis. But it was based on the concept of nevela b'chalav. Okay? It's based on this concept of chalav b'chalav or nevela b'chalav. Nevela meat. That was the lashon of the Taisus. Lashon of the Taisa was Chayiv Umesa. He flipped it around. The order of Taisa, okay? The order of this was two and this was one, right? The order of Taisa. You got that? So that's the answer, right?
I don't know. What's the answer? What's
the theory of Tosfos was what? That the Torah is not talking about things that individually are on their own, right? Only when you put it together to the Bishul Asra. But this sheet of Yisrachal Yisr answers this, and the Pusik's talking about that. That means the Pusik's including things that are already Usr. Chela's already Usr, Nevela's already Usr on its own. Right. So that whole theory goes out the window. He left it as a kasha. So we answer based on the Guri Aryeh, it's not true. That the Gemara has to first, the Pusik first has to be talking about Chaluf. Has to be talking about Chaluf. The Gemara Lamaisa has to be talking about Chaluf. Because Lamaisa, it can't establish the Pusik talking about Chaluf because the Pusik wouldn't make any sense. That only through Bishul does the Isser create it. Chaluf's Usser on its own, even throughout Bishul. So therefore the Pusik must at least be talking about Chaluf. Once you say it's talking about Chaluf, I can also say it's including what Chaluf? That's how the Guri Aryeh wanted to answer the Kasha. Beautiful answer. But what I wanted to bring out is what I did yesterday is, what do we generally assume? Do we paskin like that Tani Isser Chal Isser? No, we said we usually paskin what? This is going like the Mandamer Isser Chal Al Isser. We generally paskin Ein Isser Chal Isser. What were the three exceptions? Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. What were the three exceptions to the rule? You guys remember?
Isser Moses.
If the second is just Mosif, or it includes other things, or it's Vavasachas. Okay. So the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos in Krisis, I have it right here, says he has a Nekuda Nifla. It's probably one of the most famous Rambams in the Perush Mishnayos. It's in Daf Yud Gimel Maseches Krisis. Okay? Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, he says, I'm going to read you the Lashon. Baruch Hashem, I found it. Thank you for bringing it, Elyash B'ma Shetzad Mishnayos Akshon Nekuda Nifla. I have a Nekuda Nifla, a wondrous point, says the Rambam. A Nekuda Nifla, a wondrous point. What's the wondrous point? What's the din if you have Chaluf B'Chaluf? You guys tell me. Chaluf B'Chaluf. What's the din if you cook it? Or you eat it? What's the din? First you have an Isser Chaluf, now Basa B'Chaluf. Are you Chayev both?
Wait, why is it Basa B'Chaluf?
Chaluf is fat. Yeah, it's fat.
It's fat.
It's fat. It's fleshy. It's fat. It's basur. Basur b'chaluf. What's the din of basur b'chaluf? Am I over two isurim if I eat chaluf b'chaluf? What would you say? At first glance, I would say what? I would say I'm over both. Why? Ein isur chal isur. What's the answer? Nevela is asur b'achila mutar b'hana. Basur b'chaluf is asur b'achila and what? And Hana. So it's an Isser Mosif.
Within itself, it's an Isser Mosif?
Again, the first Isser is Nevela or Chaluf.
Yeah.
That's Asr Bachila, Mutter Bahana. It's a Paskin Chumash. Gemara says in Psachim.
Yeah.
You have cars for eating, but it's Mutter Bahana. You could spread, you could buy and sell it for profit, spread it on your skin. Basr Bachalov is Asr Bachila and Hana. So you want to superimpose Basr Bachalov on Chaluf? Why not? Don't tell me an Isser Chal Isser. Basar b'chol is asar b'achila b'hana should superimpose on the chaluf. Because the chaluf is asar b'achila mutar b'hana. Let's write it down. Chaluf, asar b'achila, mutar b'hana. And then I go ahead and cook it with what? With milk. Well, basar b'chol is asar b'achila and hana. So the Rambam says you should be chayv both. Why only chayv once? The Rambam says you chayv rock once. Chayv, rock, al what? You're chayv rak al chaluf. Why? What about the basar b'chaluf? What's the answer? It's an isser mosif. Asr b'achila b'hana. I want you to get this. Says the Rambam, this is my wondrous point. The isser hana is noveya from the isser achila. Since the isser hana is noveya from the isser achila, it's not considered to be an isser mosif. And therefore, al pi halacha, you only chayv nevela. You only chayv chaluf. Al pi din. Because the isser is what? The isser hana is novea from achil. So let's get this. Stems from. So therefore, if I eat the chaluf b'chaluf, shouldn't I be chayv basar b'chaluf? No. I'm over the isser achil of chaluf. Shouldn't I be over Isser Han Achila Basar B'Cholof? Also, what's the answer? What's the answer? No. Because the Isser Hana of Basar B'Cholof stems from the Isser Achila. And the Isser Achila of Basar B'Cholof never gets off the ground because that's Ein Isser Chal Isser. Because there's Isser Achila of Chelof. That's the Rambam's wondrous point. Okay? I want you to get this. You follow me, Pinchas? And that is in contradistinction to what Tosus concludes with when he asks Akasha from that Tana. What was that Tana? The Tana that we said he asked on Tosus holds Isser Chal Isser. What did the Tosus say that if you hold Chelof B'Cholof? You're Chayev what? According to that Mandamer? You're Chayev Shtayim. I just want you to know, isn't the Ram against that? The Ram's not against it. The Ram's paskins like the Mandamer ain't Isser Chal Isser. Tosus asking according to Mandamer holds Isser Chal Isser. They're two different Tanoim. And the Dogum Revava I gave you in the beginning of Basar B'Cholof Simon Pesayin points out that the Rambam writes this explicitly in the Yad HaChazaka regarding Isser Achila. He says, if you eat Chelof B'Cholof, you're only over the Isser Achila of Chelof. Why am I not over the Isser Achila of Basar B'Cholof? Because Ein Isser Chal Isser. But isn't the Basar B'Cholof an Isser Mosif? Because Basar B'Cholof has an Isser Hana. Chelof doesn't have an Isser Hana. What's the answer? The Isser Hana is Noveya from the Isser Achila. And therefore, that's not viewed as an Isser Mosif. So the whole second Isser, Basar B'Cholof namely, does not get off the ground. Okay? So I want you to get this point. It's not a stira, because the Tais is working with the din of the sheet of Isser Chal Isser. But the Ram has this Nekuda Nifla amazing. And it works well with the Ram and the Yad HaZaka too. Because the Ram and the Yad HaZaka says there's no Isser Achila even of Basar B'Cholof.
But does Chelof have Isser Hana?
No, that's what I said. It's a beferish gemarim sachem chav beizem and afal. Remember, it's a drasha. You could spread it on your sin. You can buy and sell it for profit. It says in lomalachto. Let me quote you the lashon of gemara. It's a beferish din. That's why I said chelof is mutar ba'anah. Okay, so we got that klor. Let me just show you the gemarim sachem really quick. We'll find it, and then we got to answer up the Rabbi Kivega. And then we got to go fight them. The gemara says chelof is considered to be mutar ba'anah, the feirish, okay? We have to find the exact, it says molachtoi. It says chelof is considered to be molachtoi. You could use it for whatever you want to use it for. Oh, here it is. Yaseh lecho molacha, okay? An chaf gimel amar aleph. Yeah, it says, an chaf gimel amar aleph, it says, yaseh lecho molacha, the chelof is mutar for whatever you want to use it for malacha. So it's considered to be permissible. Okay, so it's a beferish gemara. The gemara has that drasha. Okay. Very well. Now we get to the Rebbe Kivager. What did the Gilyon HaShas ask on Taisus? What did the Rebbe Kivager ask on Taisus? Another problem with this Taisus. We wrote one kasha, but there's another kasha. What's the other kasha that he doesn't like? He says, you know, the Gemara says in Gittin, on Bezim and Bezim, there are two types of chelof. There's chelof there, Chayav Kar's call, which is called what chelof? And then there's a type of fat which is not on the kerev, which is not in the intestines. It's called shumen, which is what? Which is kosher. Kosher fat. Schmaltz, I guess, you know? You dip the onions in there and the potatoes, whatever it is. The schmaltz, which is really very tasty, but certainly not healthy for you. But it's delicious, right? So the schmaltz that's mutter to eat is called shuman. So Rabbi Kivager says, I don't understand. What's this theory of Tosfos? That we're talking about a situation that something would be mutter on its own, but the bishul's garam nisr. You know what I could say? Maybe the Torah's option cooking the shuman with the gedi. That's mutter on its own, Ellie. Shuman is mutter on its own. So that's what Rabbi Kivager asks. Maybe the Torah was talking about shuman. And Schumann, it would be also to cook with its gedi. It's a great kasha. Rabbi Kivager asked this kasha, and the Sanhedrin Ketana asked this kasha. Beautiful kasha. How do you know, Lamaisa, that we're talking about what? Chelof. Maybe we're talking about, how do you know we're talking about chalof, milk? Maybe we're talking about Schumann. And the Torah is asking Schumann to be cooked with what? With the gedi. So the answer is, says the Be'er is Mayim. We left the answer till now. When the Torah talks about chelof, what is it referring to? When the Torah talks about chelof, it's talking about stam chelof, the chelof which is usher. And there was stam chelof in the Torah's chelof that's usher. Stam is stabber to say the Torah is quiet and is referring to what? Emishtabash Torah Sutton of Asra Chaylev Mutter. It's not. It's all of a sudden talking about Shuman. Shuman's not what's mentioned once in the Chumash, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Always Chaylev in the Torah. It's always Chaylev or Chaylev. It's not Shuman. All of a sudden now the Torah's talking about Shuman. So it's very difficult to suggest that it's referring to what? Referring to Shuman. Though Tavaso Gedi Bachalevimo, don't cook the Shuman with what? With the Gedi. Though Tavaso Gedi, with what? With the Shuman of the. And we're talking about something that independently would be mutter. And what's that? Not milk, but Shuman. That's very Lamastaber that the Torah is referring to. Okay, good. So that's the Mahalik we have. Let's finish up this Mahalik. And at the end of the day, guys, as we stressed, Yeshem Lemikah, Yeshem Lemesorah, what do we say? We say it across the board. Yeshem Lemikah, Yeshem Lemesorah, Machlok is across the board. Right? We say there's no situation where we say no, everyone agrees. We tried to do that, remember? But the Gemara at the end of the day says it's a Machlokes. The only thing that what that we clinched it with is Yeshem Lemikah, Yeshem Lemesorah, Lot Tavash, Gadi Bachalimot. There is Bishul Asotera. That told me it had to be milk and not Chaylev. Had to be that. Had to be milk and not chaylev. That was a clincher. But everywhere else is in the vacuum is a machlokas Yeshem Lemikah, Yeshem Lemesorah. I was just wondering, do you guys remember the Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph? You remember Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph? The Tosfos, the second Tosfos? Remember Tosfos had a rule? What was Tosfos' theory there? You remember? That only if the Mikra and the Mesorah are what? Are sosar one another, do we hold Yeshem Lemikah? But if they're not sosar one another, so what's pshat with that Tosfos? That's all the Fida Havamina? That was all the Fida Havamina? You didn't get that impression, though, from Tosfos. No, Tosfos was solving all these theories. The answer is yes. That's all according to the Havamina. You don't have to give all those Terutzim, those beautiful Terutzim he gave. Because at the end of the day, there's a Machlok Yeshem Yeshem Lemesorah across the board. Totally across the board. There's no doubt about it. So I'm saying Tosfos' whole pilpul was all the fee what? All the fee that have a meaning that everyone held what? Everyone held Yeshem what? Yeshem Lemikra. I mean the list of people that held that Yeshem Lemikra. Okay? So Tosfos gave this theory Lemaisa, and Tosfos said that what? If you hold Yeshem Lemikra, what's the din? That's what you would have said at first glance. Okay? Does everyone hear what I'm saying? That's what you would have said at first glance. But what I'm saying, you don't have to say. What I'm saying is not correct, because why? What was Tosfos' point? You remember? The Gemara listed a list of Tanaim that said Yeshem Lemikra. Then Tosfos dig up all these kashas in each Tana, right? So if you're a Yeshem Lemikra person, there are instances where you also can hold Yeshem Lemikra. There are instances where you can hold Yeshem Lemikra. That's correct. That's correct even according to the Maskana. Tosfos was talking within the sheet of Yeshem Lemikra. Within the sheet that holds Yeshem Lemikra, there are instances where those Tanaim will also hold Yeshem Lemesorah. That's not a problem, as long as there's no stira. But that's not against our Maskana. The Maskana of our Gemara was to say that what? That Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesorah, there are instances where they both agree. There is no instance where they both agree. The only instance where they both agree is basically on a clincher of, well, Derech Bishlos of Tyre. But there's a straight up Machlokes across the board by everything. You follow what I'm saying, Daniel? Tosfos talk within the Yeshem Lemikra Tanaim. The Yeshem Lemikra Tanaim can also hold another place Yeshem Lemesorah as long as there's no stira. But regarding the overview, the overarching view, perspective of this Machlokes Tanaim, they argue wherever it is. Wherever the situation is, halacha lemaisa. Even when they're adadi ninu, they argue. Ki adadi ninu, that they're spelled exactly the same, they argue. The only thing that we came up with is lot of asher b'chalim. Their official told me it was milk and not what and not chaylev. Okay, excellent. Let's go vayta now to Gemara. Yonah, let's read the Gemara. On the bottom of Dalet and Beis, guys, let's go. Okay, so that's the whole Mahalik. We finished Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemesorah. Okay, we didn't make Kiddush, right? Okay, what do you say? Kiddush, not Shabbos search. Let's say Kiddush during the week, right? Okay, let's go. Let's go, Yonah. You ready? Tan Rabbanan, bottom of the Gemara, Dalet and Beis. Last line, go ahead. Tan Rabbanan.
Tan Rabbanan, you judge the Amonis with the three judges.
Excellent. Go ahead. Oh, now what does this phrase mean? This phrase, Mumcha L'Rabim, what does it mean? So, let's get it. The Yad Ramah points out, let's get it down, B'Shem Rav Shri Ragon, that Mumcha L'Rabim means that he knows Torah. He knows Torah Shabbat Sav, Torah Shabbat Peh, he has a good Svara. And more importantly, he has experience. Nisayon means he has experience. Okay? Nisayon means experience of many years. And that we've seen that he hasn't been mistaken. He actually is masber that the Lashon Mumcha is Menusa. Mumcha, he translates the word as Menusa. I want you to get it down. Menusa means experienced. Kamo Kmiya Mumcha. It's like a Mumcha wrote a Kmiya. So Menusa means experienced. Mumcha?
Experience in Torah or experience in
experience in judging Tyrus. Judging Dini Tyrus. We've seen that he hasn't made mistakes. Okay? So we see the Feirish Lamaisa that we have this halacha. This is the Avramot says, the Shemer of Shri Ragon means experienced. Now the Chedush Yaran, here Dirask of Im, says even though Mumcha above meant a Samach, what does a Samach mean? Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down, here it doesn't mean Samach. Here it doesn't mean Samach. You don't have to be a Samach. So please get the Nakuda of the Avramot Shemer of Shri Ragon, and also what? Also the Chedush Yaran that points this out beautifully. Moreover, the Sefer Pirkei Shai points out, if you look in the Rambam, the Perek Mishnayos, at the beginning of the third Perek, on Daf Chof Gimel, okay, in Daf Chof Gimel, the Rambam writes that when the Gemara says, Gamirna v'savirna, it means he knows Torah Shemachsav, Torah Shabbat Peh, he knows how to be makish things, halacha l'maisa, but he has to be mefursim, he has to be known to everyone. So according to the Rambam, the Iker point is what? Mefursim l'rabin. According to Rav Shri Ragon, what's the Iker point? Menusa l'rabin. He's experienced. He's been sitting on many dictators. And we've seen that he hasn't made a mistake. Okay?
What's the second one?
The Rav Shri Ragon, the Aramah, says Menusa. Menusa means experienced. That's what Menusa means. The Rabbim says Mefursim. He's known to everyone that he knows what? That they know. Everyone says, both say you have to know the Torah. The question is, what's the Nakud? Is it experienced? Or is it Mefursim l'rabin? Well known to everyone that he's a God of the Torah. Okay? Alright, very good. And the Chedush Yaran's Nakuda that he's not a Samach. Okay? Alright. Go ahead. Dan Afilu what? Afilu Yechidi, correct?
Right.
He's Dan Afilu Yechidi. You read that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see Rashi on the top. You gotta read the Dira Maskel.
Dan Afilu Yechidi, meaning that it's written in singular in the puzzle that.
Tzedek Tishpot Amisecha, right?
Right.
Go ahead, Ksavar.
Ksavar in Kan Eir Parshis.
Oh, so who is this guy? Let's go up. Opportunity for Chazar a little bit. We learn on Gimel and Aleph that Rav Acha Breid Ravika says Chad Dain is good based on what pasuk? Besedek Tishman Amisecha. Rashi holds that Gimel and Aleph and Hamad Aleph is the same sugi, guys. Uri, it's the same sugi. You got this? Gimel and Aleph. You have the Gemara there in your computer? Gimel and Aleph and Ham Aleph are the same. Yodan Afilu V'yechidi, but Tzedek Tishman Amisecha. And he holds Ein Erev Parshis. What's Ein Erev Parshis mean? Ein Erev Parshis, the three Elohims that are found by Xeris Chabalos. What's the din? We don't transfer to Hodos Vavos. We are talking about Hodos Vavos here in our Gemara. By Hodos Vavos, one guy's enough. And the reason is Ein Erev Parshis. And that's the Chiddush. Ein Erev Parshis saying. And this is a bona fide din d'oraisa. So the three points we just mentioned right in a minute. According to Rashi, how does Rashi learn up Dalin and Beis Dehamad Alf? This price, everyone calls it Hamad Alf. But the prices did start in the last line of Dalin and Beis, last four words. Right? What are the three Nakudas according to Rashi? Number one, the price holds Ein Erev Parshis saying. Number two, it's a din d'oraisa. And number three, Gimel Hamad Alf and Hamad Alf are the same exact sugya. Okay? Those are the three Nakudas that flow from Shitas Rashi. Daniel, you got this? Gimel and Aleph, Ham and Aleph are the same. Erev Parshis, and it's a Din D'oraisa. Okay. Go ahead, let's go, Yonah. Fight them. I judge Dine Mamon is B'yechidi. Kigon Ana. Go ahead.
V'chein. V'chein Amar R'chia. Kigon Ana. Dan Dine Mamon is B'yechidi.
Excellent. Let me ask you guys a kasha. Two kashas. Every line of the Gemara. Amkis Bagmor. Number one, Rebbe Chiya lived historically before of Nachman. Why is he mentioned second? Darach Lanier asked this kasha. Number two, also, I don't understand what's going on here. What are they? Kegon Ana. Kegon Ana. These were the only Ador. These are they're another. They weren't Balei Gaiva. It's a little strange. Keep going. Ana. Remember we always said, remember there's a guy who was having questions with difficulty with something? Whatever it was, Lamaisa. Maybe it was being a shidduch, I don't remember. He wrote to Stipler. Stipler writes back to him. You know how many times you wrote the word I in your letter? 40 times. Mr. Me. You heard of that, Mr. Me? Mr. I? The Amoraim were tzaddikim. These are Gedolei Ador. What do they think you're going on and like me? What was the purpose of them saying that? At first, what, they want to be praised? It's Gaiva? Those are the two kashas we want to ask. You follow me? Okay.
Are they both from Aruch HaNer or only the first
one? What'd you say?
Are they both from Aruch HaNer or only the first
one? The second one, Lamaisan, that second one, I don't remember if I saw from Aruch HaNer, but one of the Gedolei Achronim asked the kasha. Okay? Now, I want to point out a third kasha, which you guys should ask yourself also. Are they commenting on the Brisa or not? Or are they just saying it on their own, a new din? I want you to get this. Okay? We're going to answer the first and third kasha. The second one, we'll wait on it. See if we'll answer later with the later Mahalach. But the Yad Ramah, I want you to get this. It's very interesting. The Yad Ramah Dir Maskei Boye says, and this is where I saw that Uri. The Yad Ramah, the Yad David. Yad David, based on the Yad Ramah. You know what the Yad Ramah says? They're coming to be masber what the Brisa means, Mumchal Rabin. What does the Brisa mean when it says Mumchal Rabin? They said, good going on it. That they were Gmiri Visviri, and they had Rishus from the Exilarch, the Rosh Agola. The Yad David proves that the Yad Ramah is right. The Yad David is one of the Gedolei Achronim. I saw it from the Yad David. How does he prove it? I know for sure they're coming to be masber the Brisa. How do I know? How do I know? Because Rav Nachman and Reb Chia would not say it on their own to be praised. That's what the Yad David says. Okay? They never would say it on their own to be praised. So obviously they're going on the Brisa. Eli, you got it? They're not saying it on their own to be a Baal Gaiva, God forbid. They're saying on the Brisa. That's what the Yad Ramah says, and the Yad David proves it. How do you answer the first kasha? That it's L'chur historical. Reb Chia is mentioned. So I want you to get this. He writes, maybe Rav Nachman is the one who said V'chein Amar. Yoni, hear me? Maybe Rav Nachman is the one who said V'chein Amar. You follow me, Yona? Rav Nachman was the one who said V'chein Amar Reb Chia. Wasn't Ravina Rav Ashi writing the Gemara and they first said Rav Nachman and then Reb Chia? Then you have the Kasha. Maybe Rav Nachman is the one who said V'chein Amar Reb Chia. In other words, he says, I did it. I judge Mamanus B'chidus and also Reb Chia did it. He himself said it. If you look in it, we're going to get to a Bezer Shem B'linetar today. Tosos in the top Tosos says not that way. He says they're separate memories. He says they're separate memories. So according to the Tosos, they're separate memories. He's going to give another Teretz. You know what the Teretz is? It's not referring to Reb Chia, who is the Talmud Rabbein HaKadosh. It's referring to a later Reb Chia. A later Reb Chia. So maybe it's referring to a later Reb Chia. But if you look in the Yad Ramah, it's clear it's referring to the Talmud Rebbe. So if you look in the big, there's a big Sefer in the old base men, it's called the Dukei Sofer. Has all the girsas of the Shas, Ksav Yad Minkin, the Munich edition. If you look in the Diktuke Sofrim, it has Reb Chia before Rav Nachman. It flips it. In the Diktuke Sofrim, it has Reb Chia before Rav Nachman. Okay? So what have we said up till now on this? Please get it. We pointed out basically what? Three kashas, right? One kasha was what? Why is it out of order? Historically, Reb Chia should be second. Number two, what are they saying to be praised? And number three are these statements on their own? Or are they what? Commenting on the Brisa. So let's go.
Why wouldn't they be commenting on the Brisa?
Well, we're going to see. It's a good point. We're going to see. But the reason why the Yad Ramah says they're commenting on the Brisa is because the Yad David says otherwise they'd be Baalei Gaiva. So he proves the Yad Ramah's right. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, why is Reb Chia mentioned second? So one answer says the Aruch HaNer could be the Reb Nachman is the one who said V'chein Amar Reb Chia. That's against the Tisus, because you see from Tisus that we're going to see Bezer Shem, the two separate statements. So he answers, not referring to Reb Chia, the Talmud of Rebbe, it's talking about a later Reb Chia. But you see, the Yad Ramah says not that way. The Yad Ramah says it is the Reb Chia, the Talmud of Ben HaKadosh. So if you look at the Dukei Sofrim, which is a second answer, he flips the Girsa. We talk about Reb Chia first. But there's one other answer I saw from the Marakayin. What is the Marakayin saying? Not that the Marakayin is one of the Gedolei Achronim on the Yushalmi. Nobody starts singing this song. Anyway, the Marakon is on the Yushalmi. He comments throughout Shas, he'll point out a sugya that look at the Yushalmi on this. So the Marakon has an amazing answer. You know what he says? He says,
which question are you talking to?
He's answering the question of that really the Shaila is talking about Reb Chiya. The Shaila is talking about Reb Chiya. The Bnei Yeshiva, which we're going to get to in the Gemara, the Shaila is talking on Davka Reb Chiya. So therefore, for Reb Chiya last. We're going to see with the Taisus Pinchas Bez Hashem that the Gemara Shaila of Yibailu was on the statement of Reb Chiya. So they wanted to put Reb Chiya last because the Shaila is going on Reb Chiya, not on Reb Nachman. You follow me? So that's a third answer why the order was flipped. Interesting.
Maybe they said the same thing, didn't they?
I understand, but we're going to see from Taisus, we're going to see, Uri Bez Hashem, that the Shaila was on Reb Chiya's statement. So you want to put the statement right before the Shaila. That's why he came after Reb Nachman. Okay. Now, the Marsha, I just want you to get this down. The Marsha argues. The Marsha argues on the Adramah, and he writes explicitly, Yonah, that these were statements on their own. He wants to say it's a Machlokas Rashi Taisus. According to Taisus, he's being mazbed with the Brisa. But according to Rashi, they're dinim on their own. They're mamish dinim on their own. So there is a sheet that we did find that says they're saying statements on their own. Would he get out of the problem of Gaiva, Lamaisa? Obviously they weren't Bali Gaiva. So you have to say, Lamaisa, you have to say that they were trying to demonstrate Halacha Lamaisa that a mumcha could do it. And they have, there was a Metzias. They're a mumcha. You know what I mean? What'd you say?
How is that not
coming? We'll see. We're going to see. We'll see when we get to the Mahalach, okay? We'll see when we get to the Mahalach when we get to the Rashi Taisus. But there is a Marsha, I want you to point out, that does say that it's a Machlokes Rashi Taisus, okay? I mean, I'll just spill the beans right now on that Nakuda, because what did Rashi say that he's holding?
Ain't
Erev Parsis. And the Bryce is holding what? Oh, so you see that what? You see that Beferish, Halach Lamaisa, the Shiloh of the Gemara was holding like who? Rabbi Abo that held what? Erev Parshas. So obviously the statements were not on the Brisa. That's the Marsha Zechreach. Right? We'll get to it more in the Taz. But Rashi said that the Brisa held in Erev Parshas, the Shiloh in the Gemara is talking on those statements of Rabbi Chira Nachman's holding Erev Parshas. So obviously it's not commenting on the Brisa. That's how the Marsha Shtikl and Rashi is. Okay? You got that? That's the Chiddush. Okay, good. Viter, let's go. Viter to Gemara, go ahead.
Wait, to clarify?
Yonah, go ahead. Yeah, real quick on that, because we'll see that with the Taisus. Yeah.
We keep referring to the Brisa. What are we referring to?
Our Brisa, Tanarabanan.
Tanarabanan. The story.
No, Tanarabanan. Yeah, the statements are Kagon Ana, Kagon Ana, and then the Gemara says Shiloh. The Shiloh, the Marsha says, was on what? The Shiloh was on their statements. The Shaila was on their statements of Chidur of Nachman. It's got to be, because the Shaila was assuming Erev Parshas. And Rashi said the Brisa said any Erev Parshas. So obviously the statements were on their own. Sure. So you ask me, Lamaisa, they're not being Bali Gai, but they're just demonstrating. Okay. They happen to be Metzias Yochid Mumchus, so they judge on their own.
If they say Erev Yesh Erev Parshas, then they have
no, we'll see. We got to get to the Shaila. Go ahead, Yon. Let's go. Go ahead. Yibailu.
So Yibailu, who can go on?
Read again. I'm Erev Nachman.
Oh, yeah.
So second line. Go ahead. Excellent. The Bialu, the Gemara, the Shaila, and the Besmedrish. Rishusa. In other words, if I'm a Gemirna means I'm a Baki, Savirna means what? I know Svoras. Yes? Do I need Netilus Rishus? Do I need permission from the Exilarch? Allah Halamaisa. For my din tar to be good. Aval. But if I don't get permission from the Exilarch, my din Torah is vacated. You know what vacated is? It doesn't get off the ground. It's nullified. That's the first side. Oh, or maybe it's still good, no matter what. Tashma. So let's prove the answer. Go ahead. Tashma.
Alright, so Tashma, Demar Zutra, Abiradur of Nahun, Don Dina, Utah.
He made a mistake. So he didn't know what to do. Does he have to pay or not? Asal Kamir of Yosef.
Asal Kamir of Yosef. Amar Im Kiblucha Aleo Lo Tashlim.
If they what accepted you, the Baali Din of the litigants accepted you, Lagamri, that whatever you say goes, then even if you make a mistake, you don't have to pay. Lo Tashal. Go ahead. Elo. But if they didn't accept upon you that everything you say goes, then what? Zil Shalim. Excellent. You got to pay. Go ahead. So what do you see from this? You tell me. What do you see from this? Was the din vacated? Of course not. The din sticks. The shaila is to what degree did the litigants makabel? If they're makabel, everything you say goes, then don't have to pay. If they're makabel, just you should be a dying and do it right. If you make a mistake, you got to pay. Go ahead. Shema mina.
Shema mina. Kilo naket rishus adina dina shema mina.
Excellent. You see that if you don't have the rishus, it's a good din. Oh. So that's lamaisa. That's Lamaisa Pshat that we have, Lamaisa in the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Halach Lamaisa, it's good. Okay, let's see the top Taisis, okay? Go ahead. Let's see the top Taisis. Go ahead. All right, let's see inside, guys. Bimaya.
Bimaya Mutal Rabin. Boy. Perisha Kuntris. The Sivet. Pitzedek Tishbuk.
Ukasavar.
Ukasavar in Iriparshius. Ksiv. Ksivkan.
That's Rashi. Excellent. Right. This is a Dindi Raisa. What are the three Nakus from Rashi?
That
real
is,
quick. Tafhein, Taf Gimar are the same thing. Number two, it's a Dindi Raisa. Number three, they hold what? In Iriparshius. Correct? Go ahead. The Kasha.
Wait,
they hold the
Ein Erev Parshis in the
Breita or the Ruchir? The Breita, Rashi's commenting on the Breita. Dana Fili Yechidi. Right? Go ahead, the Kasha.
The Kasha. The Imkin, the Kasha Lay.
Tikshalay.
Tikshalay. Half Breita, Lurvi Abahu. The Omar Shnaim Shadonu Indinandin.
The Divrei.
The Divrei.
The Divrei Hakol. What's the Kasha?
So if we're holding.
If you hold like Rabbi Abahu.
Right.
Who made a statement on Beis and Beis? What was that statement on Beis and Beis?
So,
that he said, Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Din, Shnaim Ein Dineim Din Divrei Hakol. Who was the Divrei Hakol? Just want you to know, who was the Divrei Hakol? So you look at Rashi. Rashi said on there on Divrei Hakol that it meant what? There's a Machlokes Tanoim, how many guys you need for Pshara? Well, we'll get to that, Beis Hashem. Pshara means arbitration. But Rebbe Bo said, okay, there's a whole Machlokes Tanoim about how many you need for arbitration. But I'll tell you, for Din, everyone agrees you need three. Meaning everyone, those Tanaim that argued about Pshara. That's what Rashi says there. Divrei Hakol, come on, koi de pligi b'pshara, v'ashmin revo, shebedin, kulu moda v'nishlosha. I didn't say it, Rashi said it. So according to Rabbi Abo, yes, everyone holds shnayim, shedineim, ain't dineim din. Yes?
Mm.
Let me ask you a question. How come the Gemara nowhere asks on Rabbi Abo from this price? The price says beferish, one guy's enough.
It's not about,
what does Rabbi Abo hold? Eruv Parshi is saying. That's why you need three.
Fine.
Right? What is this price of holding? Ain't Erev Parshi saying? Rabbi Abo is an Amora. Why does the Gemara nowhere in Shas ask a Kasha from this price on Rabbi Abo? That's number one Kasha. Everyone get that down. Clear?
It's clear, but if Rashi said that this is only going on Gzeres for Kabbalos,
no, Rashi's going to hold Dol Svavos.
Dol Svavos. And if Rabbi
But Rabbi Abo says it doesn't make a difference. Erev Parshi means that hold Dol Svavos, you need three.
The Gemara wouldn't bring a Raya from this Gemara if it's only talking about Dol Svavos.
No, but Rabbi Abo said, Yonah, that all the Tanoim hold ain't named in. It's not true. There's a Tana that holds the one's good enough. This Tana.
Is it possible Rabbi Abo is talking about in a scenario where all those Tanoim hold of.
All right, we'll have to see the answer. But the push-up shot is when you make a statement like that, Divrei Hakol Ein Dineim Din, you should be able to go like everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to give an answer for Rashi. You're on the right track. But let's understand the Kasha first. Okay? That's number one, Kasha. Go ahead. Jeremy, you got this? Go ahead. Two?
I don't know what this is.
The Ode Kasha. Another Kasha. Go ahead. Demashma.
Demashma Leperisha Kuntris. Delamande the Aislay Air Parshios.
The Perik Hamagarsh, the last Perik Masas getting Daf Pechesim Beis. Go ahead. The Behodos.
The Behodos Alvos Abdinon Shechosayu.
Alma.
Alma Islay Eir Parshus. That there will be Eir.
We hold Eir Parshus. A few Hachi, nevertheless.
A few Hachi Mashma de Samucha me.
Right, you read very nicely from the story of Uvda of Marzucha, who came in front of Yosef. This lay. What's the kasha? The second kasha. Steering Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef again holds Erev Parshis saying. How do you know? Hodos Ovos, you need three. How do I have that? I don't have smicha nowadays. Shlichu Sayo. The Rabbanim of Teder Shlichu and the Rabbanim of Old. Kudish Aran says the Ramoch on their cover. So you see there, Rabbi Yosef holds what Erev Parshis and Gittin. And what does Rabbi Yosef hold in our Gemara? One is enough. He holds Ein Erev Parshis in, according to Rashi. Steering Rabbi Yosef. According to Rashi, this whole sugya holds Ein Erev Parshis in. It's a steering Rabbi Yosef. That's a second kasha. The way Rashi sets it up. Number three, the Ode. The third one is the hardest. Go ahead, the Ode. Mashmo.
Mashmo the summer to Rabbi Avahu.
The Afilu Hachi.
The Afilu Hachi Yachid Mumcha Dan the Shmuel Afilu Yachid She'inu Mumcha Dino Din.
The Lav Dafka.
Lav Dafka Dafka Nachat Shmuel Shnaim Kmo She
And Farish Lekamad, he says in Hayim the Beis that two is really one. According to Shmuel, Bezrat Hashem. Moshe Farish Lekam Bezrat Hashem.
Bezrat Hashem. Udochek Lefarish Dinei Lave Dinei Lechachilo.
And it's hard to say that Din means Lav Lechachilo. So what's this third kasha, guys? Third kasha is like this. You got it there in the computer, right? What's the third kasha? What is the first side of the Shiloh? The first side of the Shiloh is that the Dayan doesn't have an Atilus Rishus. What's the Din? It's no good. Why is it no good? Why is it no good? You know why it's no good? Because one's not enough. You need three, like Rabbi Abo. Like Rabbi Abo. And don't tell me that what? Don't tell me that we're going according to Shmuel, because Shmuel holds what? Don't tell me it's going according to Shmuel that you need two, because Shmuel holds two and one are the same thing. According to Shmuel, in fact, you don't have to be a mumcha. You could be an inner mumcha. According to Shmuel. So why would it say Mumcha in the Brisa? Right? According to Shmuel, it could be a Yachash and a Mumcha. And don't tell me that Din only meant Lechachila wouldn't be, but Bidiyav would be good. Din alav Din means not good at all. Vacated. Doesn't mean Lechachila Bidiyav. It's not like, you know, it is a mitzvah to do a Din Torah if you do it right. Rav Shechter's favorite Torah need a Samach Lo Amez, Lechachila Bidiyav, that's on mitzvahs. You get 50 points, you do a Lechachila from Hashem, 25 you do a Bidiyav. Hamata's a Mata. She goes to Mikvah, it's good or not. But it's not mashal in the Gemara, meant lechachila, meant it's not a good din at all. So when the Gemara introduced the first shot that it's not a good din Torah, it's not a good din Torah because there would be a bowl, because you need three. You can't tell me that what? It's going according to Shmuel, he says. Right? The Shmuel, even a yachachin and mumcha is good. Shmuel also don't do this thing two and one. So what did Rashi say, Yonah? Rashi said that this price of health ain't Erev Parsha saying against Rabbi Abol. Tosis just proved to you. Please get this down. Assuming the statements of Rav Nachman and who else? Reb Chiya are going on what?
This brisa.
Are going on this brisa. The brisa is assuming like Rabbi Abo holds Erev Parsha saying. That's why it's a kasha on Rashi. Because Rashi set up an Erev Parsha. That's the Marsha that I mentioned to you before. That's the Marsha that I mentioned to you before that the Marsha is writing. The Marsha is writing that according to Tosis, you're going on a cone. On is definitely commenting on the brisa. Okay? We're going to get to why Rashi, when we try to answer the kashas on Rashi, why Rashi will say not that way. But you understand? This is the Tosfos that the Maharsha said that definitely could go on a cone. On is commenting on the brisas. It's all one mahala. Okay? That's what you see clearly from the Tosfos. And therefore he asks on Rashi that the Gemara Shiloh on the statement, on the brisas, assuming Erev Parsha is saying. How can you tell me ain't Erev Parsha is? It's a great kasha. Okay? Uri, you got it? Those are the three kashas on Rashi. Number one, what? Why is the Gemara not asking for this price on a Ravah anywhere in Shas? Number two, steering Rav Yosef. In Gittin, he holds Erev Parsha, and here he holds Ein Erev Parsha. Number three, the whole Shiloh of the Gemara, the whole Mahalach of the Gemara, says if you don't have the Tilus just in the first side, it's not a good din Torah. Why not? Because there would be a bowl. Rabbi Abo holds Erev Parsha saying. That means the whole price holds Erev Parsha. Rashi had the price set up as an Erev Parsha saying. That's how the Maharsha proves that this Tosfos is going on and going on. It's commenting on the price. So because of these three kashas, Tosfos argues in Rashi. Go ahead, what's this pshat? And I stress to the guys, I stress all the time, that if you have a bunch of kashas, even one kasha, on another Rishon, and you that forces you to give an oop shot, you better check your oop shot. That your oop shot will not be what? Will not be tripped up by the kasha you asked on that other Rishon, right? You always got to do checking. You got to check the noob shot and check why my noob shot is not troubled by the kashas I asked on the other sheet, correct? You got to do that methodologically. Otherwise, you missed the boat. You missed the boat of learning up Rashi and Tosfos like a lambda. Okay? You can't just say three kashas and Rashi. That forced Tosfos is noob shot. But you got to think to yourself, why is Tosfos noob shot now not difficult with his own kashas, right? And then the other thing we got to try to do is a lambdan squared or cubed is to what? Answer the kashas on Rashi. But the basic first thing you got to do is what? Is clearly see why Tosfos noob shot is not bothered by his own kashas on himself. Go ahead. Lekach. Nearly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just Dafilu lamana.
Yeah, read again.
Lakach nearly. Dafilu lamana debayi gimel mumtem. You know, raisa. Takanta derabonabi.
Unbelievable. So Tosus argues. Just get it down, Yosef. Tosus says that this brisa holds erev parshas saying. And this is not a din d'oraisa, this is a din d'rabbanan. This brisa of dan afilu yechidi yachid mumcha is a din d'rabbanan. So let's get down. What do you see from Tosus' statement? Number one, daf hei and daf gim are not the same sugyas. Daf gim was d'oraisa racham rei revika, daf hei is a din d'rabbanan. Number two, what do you see from Tosus? That this brisa holds min haTorah erev parshas saying. And number three, Midrabbanan, and they relaxed it to only have one. Just like they relaxed to have Shlosh Adyotos, remember? Because the Tilotinu, Kadesh Adotinu, Nels Mev Lovin, including Kadesh Adotinu, Nels Mev Lovin, they include that one is enough too as well. Go ahead. Dine, no. Hadashta Kamar, Dine, Lav, Dine, the first side. Yeah, read again. Hashta
Hashta Hadikamar, Dina, Lav, Dina.
It's not going out of Rav Nachman. You understand? The shayl is not going out of Rav Nachman. Why not? This is what you're asking me. Go ahead. We know that Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel later on. It's on Hamid Beis. Where else do we already see someone say that? Taisa said in Gimel Amaral. Remember that? That Rav Nachman held like Shmuel except for Odis and Kim Staris. You remember that, Taisa in Gimel Amaral? On Gimel Amaral here. This Taisa is right here. The Ramaska LaRava. Right? So you know that Rav Nachman himself holds like Shmuel. So who's the Shaila going on? Who's the Shaila going on? It's going on Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is the one who holds like Rabbi Abba. So it's a beautiful fort. You see that what? You see that the Shaila Rav Chiya is commenting what? On the Brisa. Go ahead.
Do
you see that? You see from Tosfos that they're separate dinim. You follow? Remember what I said? Remember I said that Rav Nachman... Remember we said how Isaac Rav Chiya mentioned after Rav Nachman historically was before? So remember we said it's possible to say that Rav Nachman is the one that said it? You remember we said that? But you see from the Tosfos that what? You see from the Tosfos not that way. What do you see from the Tosfos?
Shnayim.
You see that they're two separate statements. There's no doubt about that, right? You see from Tosfos that they're two separate statements. There's no doubt you have to say that. Tosfos clearly that they're two separate statements. He can't say Rav Nachman was the one who said it, because Tosfos is saying that the shail is on Rav Chiya, not Rav Nachman. Right? The shail is on Rav Chiya, not Rav Nachman. That's what Tosfos says. So you can't say Rav Nachman is the one who said Rechein Amar Rav Chiya. Okay? Because we're holding this price as like Rabbi Abo. That means I tell you, you need three. Go ahead. So if you want to associate Rav Chiya to be the one who holds like Erev Parshas like Rabbi Abo, it's only who? Rav Chiya, not Rav Nachman. Okay? So the Shiloh of the Gemara fits beautiful with that Mara Kohen. That's why Reb Chiya is mentioned second, because the Shiloh is analyzing Reb Chiya. You follow me? Reb Chiya is then, because Reb Chiya holds like who? Like Rabbi Abba. Go ahead. Vahashta to come or had to come. Go ahead.
I'm just writing in.
Okay, Vahashta had to come or?
Vahashta had to come or Dine Lav Dina, Lav Akagon Derev Nachman Kai.
The Iu is Rav Nachman. Look, come on. Which is Hayam and Beis. The Shem Shadonu.
The Shem Shadonu Dinei and Din.
Ella.
Ella
Hakadona
Ana
Derechia. The Rechia Koi. The Lace Lay the Shmuel. The Shail of the Lav Din is going on Rechia, who doesn't hold the Shmuel. Go ahead. Ulahai Perusho.
Ulahai Perusho. Hadad Parech Lekaman. Midan
is a din. Now the Gemara involved him enough. The next stop, ask Akasha Rabbi Abo. What does Rabbi Abo say? You always need three. What does the Brisa say involved him enough? One guy's good. Dayan Shadan is a din. Itim is a tohor. It's on involved him enough. If you take a look, right in the middle of the Yomid. Actually, the fifth line. Aser of Abel Rabbi Abo. Dan is a din. Zikis chayv. Chayv is a chayv. Itim is a tohor. Itim is a tohor. Fifth line from the top on involved him enough. Ask Akasha Rabbi Abo from a Brisa. You tell me you need three Rabbi Abo? The Brisa says one's enough. So the Gemara could have answered, have them much lishnuye. Go ahead. No, have them much it. Have them much it. Could have answered, have them much lishnuye. Oh, it could have answered the price talking about a yachin mumcha l'rabin, that midrabbanan they allow a yachin mumcha. What did the Gemara answer? Kiblolai. But the Gemara could have said another answer. That's all he's pointing out. Since the whole thing's a tikkunus chum, the Gemara could have given that answer to as well. Go ahead, umiyu kasha.
Umiyu kasha, divatarika ruhu based in. Mashma Dimidoraisa, Kamar Dimukul Radim, Danya Biyahidi, the town custom Sheina Yahid Neman, Al Piatso.
When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, one guy's not enough. Okay? It's a special din. The Mefarsh B'Gemara.
Mefarsh B'Gemara, the Itzrech Le Misnea, the low came out the Neman Yahidi, the Havi Yahid Mumpe.
I would have a Hava, meaning they're just like a Yahid Mumpe is good by Dini Mamanus, she's good by Kiddush HaChodesh. Go ahead. Hello, Tamed and Neman, Midi to have a Yachid Mumcha de Hacha. Hachanami. Maybe you should be good. Maybe one man should be enough. Go ahead. Umishani, the Gemara answers there. There's no greater Mumcha greater than Moshe. Moshe needed three people. So you see that what? You see that it's not good. By Kiddush HaChodesh, you need three. But what do you see the expression Yom Kamukum is? The E what? Yeah, if I'm right, Tosa says that the whole din of Yachid Mumcha is the Takanas Chacham. How do you compare it to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is a din d'iraisa. It's not a drabanan. You're the kasha. So what's his answer? The Yesh Lomar. You read the Yesh Lomar.
The
Yesh Lomar. The Hasama Parik asking and answering according to what? Excellent. The whole Gemara Rosh Hashanah is according to Rav Acha Reviku, holds Minat Torah, one guy is good enough. So that's not a problem. Very good, Yonah. So what comes out here, guys? We have a fundamental machlokes Rashi Tosfos about how to interpret Da Yachid Mumcha L'Rabbi. According to Rashi, it's Minat Torah, Ein Erev Parshios, same sugya as Daf Gimel, and it's D'Oraisa. According to Tosfos, what is the din? According to Tosfos, it's a din D'Rabbanan. Daf Gimel and Daf Ei are completely different sugyas. It's a din d'rabbanan, erev parshas, remand even a Torah 3. They were makel to 1, just like on Jisha v'chakira. Shalom tiddles within love, and you don't need mumchin. Also, 1 would be enough. Correct? And therefore, how do you read the Gemara? How do you read the Gemara? The Bryce holds what? The Bryce holds erev parshas, you're saying? And the Gemara is commenting, the Shai, the Gemara is commenting on Reb Chiya, because Rav Nachman himself holds like Shmuel. So there are two separate statements you see from Tosfos. Rav Nachman and Chiya were two separate statements. Could be Rav Nachman was saying. Because Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel, that's why one's enough. Shnayim done in the Indian. Rav Chiya holds it's one's enough because of the Rabbanan. Because the Yolds are really Erev Parshas, you're saying? But they're making the Rabbanan. Okay, let's think now. Let's go, guys. Let's think. Why, according to Tosfos Pshat, do these three kashas don't start? Number one, what was the first kasha that Tosfos asked in Rashi?
Rabbi
Abo. Why don't we ask on Rabbi Abo from this price? Rabbi Abo holds Erev Parshas, this price holds any Erev Parshas, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, how is that not Akasha? Because this price really holds what? Yeah. This price really holds what? Erev Parshas. So the first Kasha doesn't get off the ground. Second Kasha, what was the second Kasha? Steering Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, the Gittin, holds Erev Parshas. Here he holds any Erev Parshas. What's the answer?
Here,
he holds Erev Parshas, saying it's all one Mahalach. So he's consistent. And number three, what's number three? According to what the whole Shiloh of the Gemara seemed to assume like Rabbi Abo, the side that said, if you don't have the Kiddush, it's not good because I hold like Rabbi Abo. But I thought Rashi said we're going not like Rabbi Abo. Both in here, Parshas. What's the answer? The price is going according to Rabbi Abo. Absolutely it is. The whole thing is a Takanas Chachamim. You got me?
So is this saying that Rabbi Abo actually holds Erev Parshas?
Yes, he's the Gemara said in the base of a base. Right? Very good, Uri. Gemara said that. So you see that according to Tosfos Pshat, all three kashas that he asked on Rashi fall. They don't even start. Now what we must be a bark upon is what? Answer Rashi. Let's go. Let's try to answer the three kashas on Rashi. Okay?
Why don't you say the opposite?
What do you mean say the opposite?
Hold on, Rabbi Abo. He holds it's the same sugyas.
So why didn't the Gemara ask it? Let's try to answer the kashas, Lomais, one at a time on Rashi. What was the first kasha? What was the first kasha? Why did the Gemara ask on what? Rebbe Avol from our Brisa. Okay? So, if you look in the Tosa Rosh and the Rashba, Tosa Rosh Dimasko V'im, please get it. The Rashba and the Chuv is Chelik Al-Vav, Simen Kufay and Zayin. Tosa Rosh and Rashba. So it's a Rosh Rosh Levim in the Rashman the Jews Chelik Vav Simen Ayin Zayin. You know what he answers? Simen Kufayin Zayin. You know what he answers? Beautiful. He says, Rabbi Abba can hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Who's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? On the bottom of Ham and Base. On the bottom of Ham and Base, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, you need three. And Yochan Mumcha is bad. So the Brysa that we just did today is like the Chachamim. The Brysa is like the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that one guy is good. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds not that good. Shimon Gamliel holds is not, Yochan is not good.
How does it end?
In other words, basically, that don't ask on Rabbi Abba from what? Don't ask on Rabbi Abba from Bryce, one Bryce, because he has another Bryce to hold like. But what do we say the Divya Kol was? What did I say Rashi said in Bez and Bez? Oh, the ones that are commenting about Pshara. You follow me? But there is a Tana out there that he could hold like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now, I don't like that Pshat. Who am I to say I don't like that Pshat? These are Rishonim. But the Sanhedrin Tana asked kind of like Daniel's Kasha. He really didn't like it, Lamaisa. He really didn't like this type of teretz, because the bottom line is that halacha lemaisa, maybe divrei hakol meant different than Rashi. Maybe divrei hakol meant all tanoim. When Rabbi Abba meant divrei hakol, he meant all tanoim. No tanoim hold like this.
What else did it mean?
Divrei hakol meant, Rashi said it meant the tanoim that hold by pshara, machlek is how many you need, but by din, everyone holds shnayim shadon and din and din. Rashi. But I'm saying there is a possibility of this. And Hendrik Tana says, Lamaisa, he says that the truth of the matter is that, you know, Rabbi Abba said, Ein divrein l'divrei hakol, maybe divrei hakol means all tanoim in the world. And therefore, that's what Taisus asks Akasha. Taisus says, that, and then you would be able to ask the Akasha. Okay? So maybe that's the Nakuda. This is what I want to bring out of Chiddush. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? What does the statement l'divrei hakol mean? Rashi will answer l'shitaso. What Rabbi Abba meant when he said l'divrei hakol meant only the tanaim by pshara. But there might be other tanaim out there that might hold what? That might hold one's enough. Don't ask on me from that. This price is the chachamim, and I hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel on vav and beis. So you hear my chab? I'm saying it's Rashi l'shitaso. What Rashi said on beis and beis l'divrei hakol. Ben, you follow me? Whereas Tosis will say no. Tosis will learn that l'divrei hakol means meant all tanaim. And here we have a Beferish of Bryce that says one's enough. You follow me? So that's how we answer the first kasha. Let's go. Second teretz. Second kasha. What was the second kasha? Let's go, guys. What was the second kasha?
Steer and Rav Yosef.
Steer and Rav Yosef. Oh. How do you solve this one? Beautiful pshat. Rashi l'shitaso again. What did Rashi say in Gittin? You'll tell me, Rebbe, how am I supposed to know Rashi said Gittin? Taisus quoted Rashi Gittin, and Bez on the bottom. Pirsha Kutcha Shami, remember? Why do we need a Lakim and Lifnei? Remember that Taisus on the bottom? Why do you need a Lakim and Lifnei?
Feel.
So what did Rashi, that was Taisus, but what did Rashi say in Gittin?
Oh,
that it was going on what? The Shivim Skanim. But where do you learn Mumkin from? Lifnei, not from Elohim. You learn it from Lifneim. So if you learn it from Lifneim, what emerges from there? What emerges from there, according to Rashi Gittin? If you learn from Lifneim, the din of Mumchim, what does that mean? That means Rav Yosef can hold an Erev Parsha saying. The only time that you have a proof that Rav Yosef holds Erev Parsha saying is if you hold Elohim was going on Lifneim. That he means Mumchim in front of, and not Hayotos. But if you learn that if they're not connected at all, then it doesn't show you hold Erev Parsha saying. You could still say an Erev Parsha saying. The only reason why you need Mumchim is from Lifneim. So according to Rashi, we said it would be a steer with Rav Yosef. He needs what? He has to come on the Shlichus Av. He comes on the Shlichus Av. Does that mean you hold what? Erev Parshis? No, it doesn't. You could require Mumchen based on a separate marker of Lifneim. Nothing to do with Elohim. See, Elohim gets you involved in the category of what? Erev Parshis saying. But according to Rashi, you don't have to get involved with Elohim. Just stick with Lifneim. You follow me, Johnny? If you stick with Lifneim, then it's not the category of Erev Parshis saying. So Rav Yosef is consistent with our Gemara, ain't Erev Parshis saying, like Rashi, and also in Gittin. It's an ingenious answer. The Sanhedrin Tana gives this answer. Beautiful Bekiyas. But we're saying all stick with because the first Kasha, we also answer Rashi Lishitoso. Rashi Lishitoso in Sanhedrin Divi Hakon, Rashi and Gittin now. Now let's answer the third Kasha. What's the third Kasha? What's the third Kasha? What do you say? What's the third kasha?
Our Gemara sounds like
Rabbi. Sounds like who?
Rabbi Abba.
Sounds like Rabbi Abba. And the tzad to say, if you don't have two, it's just not good. So we can answer that in the following vein. At least one of two ways. Let's get it. Number one. Let's get it. Maybe Rashi would say that's wrong. Shnayim Shadonu Dinandim is Dafka. Shmuel holds Dafka too. And one is not good. Against Tysus on Ahmed base. And therefore the Safa Gemara could even be according to Shmuel. You follow what I'm saying? The Safa Gemara could even be according to Shmuel. Maybe that's what you could say. Okay? The Safa Gemara could even be according to Shmuel. That's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is that the Rashi holds like the Rashba in the Tshuvas, Chelek Vav, Simon, Kufay, and Zion, that same piece, that even if the old Yachin Mukhas, the Raisa good, but the Chamim Asu Chizik with Divrayim, Yosef Mishal Torah, and they said, even though Minat Torah, one guy's good, the Rabbanan required a Chizuk of three. And B'dievit, two guys that do it, Ein Dinayim Din, two had Yotos. Kolshkein, one is not good. So the Suffolk of the Gemara was that if you don't have a Tilshush, you're not a Mumcha, and therefore Eino Din. Would be even according to Rav Acha. Meaning Rav Acha, Breder Vika holds Minat Torah, one is good. But Midrabanan, their Chacham said, we don't like having only one. We like having three or at least one that's a Mumcha. Allah
Halam Ha'is. And you have two Chizik Rabbanans going against each other.
No. According Rav
Toso says...
No, according to Rav Acha, okay, but within Rashi. According to Rav Acha, Breder Vika, Yochanan was good Minat Torah. Shnayim Shadonan in the name Dim is Ed Yotos. Allah Halam Ha'is. Rabbanan or Matzrich... that you need to have three. So the Safik the Gemara is, if it didn't have the Tilashus, maybe it's not a Mumcha. So even according to Rav Acha, Breder Vika wouldn't be good. The Rabbanan necessitated, they want to make a Chizuk with Divrei, Miyosu Mishal Torah. So even though Minat Torah, Echad Mumcha is Kosher, the Rabbanan required a Chizuk. That B'dievet, two Adiotas are not good, Koshkein one. So if the guy didn't have the Tilashus, maybe he's not a Mumcha, even if he's a learned guy, Johnny. Even if he's a learned guy, but he didn't have the Tilashus.
You have two Takana Rabbanans going against each other. One says, we have three, then we only allow one. That's what Tosu said. Midorais, you need three, but the Kanas Rabbanan, we can go to one.
Well said.
This is saying, Midorais, you need one, and the Kanas Rabbanan is going to three.
Well said.
So what do you
think? The Rabbanan is pumfakir to one another, Rashi and Tysus. No, though, to learn up the sugya, making a great point. According to Tysus, Minatari Shakur are three, they downed it to one. According to what? According to Rashi, the way we're saying it is that Minatari, all you need is one. The question is, if he doesn't have the Tilshus, maybe that's not fulfilling the Din de Rabbanan, then you really what? You really need three. Push up shot, Lamais. Okay? Now, it is possible, okay? Now, it is possible.
No, it makes sense, because the Taganos Rabbanan to go 1 to 3 is to make sure you have a Gemir on.
Yeah.
And the one from 3 to... And the one from
3... 3 is the Yotos, you know, till it tells, but they love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
still, I guess
it's Mistaver. It's Mistaver, but listen to this. Yeah, but it could be it's possible. So we just answered the what? We just answered the third Kasha. Because what was the third Kasha? That the Bryce holds like who? Rabbi Abo, but you Rashi said what? From the Shaila Gemara, Mashal Rabbo, you said it was going to who? Rav Acha Redavika. The Teretz is that what? No. First Teretz is that what? Is that maybe what? The Gemara is not going like Rabbo, maybe it's going like Shmuel. Yes? Not going like Shmuel, it's to Dafka. The second answer to the third Kash is what? Is that you're right, the Gemara is an inner parsha, but the Zedin Rabban, and they have three. The Zedin Rabbanan have three good guys. And a Yachid that's a Mumcha is fine, but if he has one to the Shush, maybe he's not considered to be a Mumcha. Based on that, Din Rabbanan. So therefore, it's not going according to Rabbanan. It's not the same not to the Shush, you wouldn't fulfill that Din Rabbanan. Now, Lamaisa, we had said, what do we say now, according to the Marsha? Now, based on this whole Shtickle Torah, what do we say according to the Marsha? In the beginning of Shir. Let's put it all together now. What did the Marsha say? That's a Machlosh Rashi Tos, are Rav Nachman and Rav Chiya commenting on the Bryce or not? Tosas said they are. Yes? Tosas said they are. Tosas, we said, number one, that there are two distinct statements. Number two, we said that really the Shaila is going on who? Rav Chiya's statement. Not necessarily Rav Nachman, but it's all one Mahalik in the Bryce, correct? Yeah? What do you say according to Rashi now? What do you say according to Rashi? You guys tell me. According to Rashi... has nothing to do with the Brisa. Why does it have nothing to do with the Brisa? Because the Brisa holds what? Ain't air of parsha, you're saying? Yes?
Right.
So therefore, the Suffolk of the Gemara is what? What could you say the Suffolk of the Gemara is going on? And this will be a third answer to the third Kasha. This is a third answer to the third Kasha, the Marsha. Sanhedrin Tana was the first answer. What's the answer? Get it down, Johnny. What's the answer? The Suffolk of the Gemara, it's not on the Brisa, it's on the statement of Nachman or Bchia. So you, Tosus, assume that it's all one Mahalach, and Rashi set up the Brisa being an Eir of Parsha, saying, in the Shaila, that it's not, that the is not good, is according to who? According to Rabbi Abba, it's a Stira, right? It's not a Stira. The Shia of the Gemara was on a separate statement of an Amora. Wasn't on the Brisa. The Brisa attack a whole day in Erev Parsha saying. The Shia that indicates what Rav Avoh was on, was going, was saying, what's the Shia of the Rav Nachman of Chiyah? You got me, Ben? So therefore, Mela would emerge as a third Teretz and a third Kasha. Shtick of Teretz, guys. You follow me?
Why are we holding the first statements as Erev Parshios?
That's the Shaila, because the Shaila was, if you don't have the Tiglis Rishus, it's not good, because you need three, because there'll be a bow. That's the Shaila was assuming it, Erev Parshios, you need three. I'm just saying, if you say that the Bryce is talking about any Erev Parshios, and the Shaila wasn't going on the Bryce, then you skirt the whole Kasha. So that's what the Marsha meant. That these statements are going to Bryce or not is a machlekes Rashi Taisus. And if you say that what Rashi says it's not going on the Bryce, then you answer the third kasha.
And how is it not going on the Bryce according to Rashi?
Because Rashi holds the Bryce is ain't Erev Parshios saying. Yeah. The Shiloh though is what the tzad is. If you don't have a Tilashus, it's not good. Why is it not good? Because you need three. We're analyzing Kagon Ana. We're trying to resolve what the Shiloh of Kagon Ana meant. How could it be good without a Tilashus? You should need three. That's assuming like Rebo. But Rebo on the statements are with Nachman and Rebchia, not on the Brysa. The Brysa holds an Erev Parshios saying. Rav Nachman and Rebchia will hold Erev Parshios saying. Not Rav Nachman, at least Rebchia. Okay? Rav Nachman said hell like Shmuel. I'll peep in. But it could be that maybe Shmuel might even hold Erev Parshios saying. If you hold like that, you put together the other answer, because you say Shmuel's Dafka, two and not one, right? If you hold two and not one, halacha l'maisa, right? So in other words, the statements according to Rashi is on that Shiloh. They're holding Erev Parshios saying. They're holding Erev Parshios saying. At least on the statement of what? Of Reb Chiya. Could be that Shmuel might hold an Erev Parshios saying. But at least what I'm saying is, you hear what I'm saying? I'm bifurcating. That the Bryce is an Erev Parshios saying, Pinchas. You follow me? The statement's old Erev Parshios, so the whole kasha doesn't start. If you learn like the Marshal. And the Shiloh is on the statement, so it's not on the Bryce. Because certainly what, certainly the Chiyah is holding what Erev Parshios saying. Rav Nachman maybe not, because Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't hold Erev Parshios saying, Pashas, because the old Shnayim Shadonor are good. Right? So basically, let's close with this. We answered all the kashas on Rashi. Right? The first kash we answered by saying maybe he holds like who? Maybe he holds Rashi L'shitaso. That L'divri Hako meant the Pshara. But he holds like a Meshum Gamli Olamid Beis. Right? There are other Tanayim that say Yachid what? Yachid is bad. The Chum hold it's good. There's a lot of Tanayim. Second kasha was what? Steer of Yosef. Of course, Rashi L'shitaso not a steer at all. Rav Yosef holds any Erev he's saying. He doesn't hold the connection of Lifnei with Elohim. That gets you into the category of parshas. Not doing their parshas. He says you need mukhamis and lifnayim. And that's what he holds here in here, parshas say. And the third kash, we have three terutzim. First terutz is that what? Is that Rashi said the Bryce is in here, parshas saying? Right? And we said that what? Yachid that's not in Tilashus is bad because maybe he holds like Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel's dafka too. Against Taisus to hell, the Shitoso. That Shmuel holds two is lav dafka too. It's really one. Maybe Rashi holds it is dafka. And therefore, you don't have to say holds Rabbi Abo. You don't have to say that he holds like Rabbi Abo. Maybe he holds like Shmuel. I'm not sure how that answer really works because Shmuel Poshup Shah would also have to hold Erev Parshios, no? No, maybe not, Lamais, because the old Shnayim Shadonu is good, Lamais. See, if you hold Erev Parshios, you require three. Poshup Shah, it's a good answer. Maybe Shmuel Dafka holds two. So that's why it's not good. It's not Rabbi Abo. Maybe Shmuel holds an Erev Parshios saying, right? What's the second answer we said? What's the second answer? He
holds
the Chuvah's Rashbah. He holds the Chuvah's Rashbah, like you pointed out very astutely, Johnny, that Midrashim need one, Midrabanan need three, had Yotos, and he needed to be a Yachin Mumcha. Maybe he has no Tilashus, not a Yachin Mumcha, so he hasn't filled that in the Rabbanan. You pointed out it's diametrically opposed to what Taisa said, that it's really Erev Parshios three, and we go down to a Kula one. Very good heart. And the third answer we want to point out is Mamash Gishmak, all the answers Gishmak, the Marsha. That the Shiloh of the Gemara was on Rav Nachman and Rav Chiyah, not on the Bryce. The Bryce holds an Erev Parshios saying. They hold Erev Parshios saying. At least Rav Nachman, at least Rav Chiyah will at least hold Erev Parshios. Shmuel might not, but at least it'll be on Shmuel. So that Nakuda, according to that Marsha's answer, they'll agree on one point, Rashi and Taisus, what? That the Shiloh was on a statement of Rav Chiyah, not on Rav Nachman. See, Rashi will be maskim to that. That'll have to be on Rav Chiya. Because Rav Nachman holds the Shmuel, who basically holds Ein Erev Parsha Sein. Our shtickel Torah is that the Brice holds Ein Erev Parsha Sein, and the statements hold Erev Parsha Sein. But of the two Amorim who holds Erev Parsha Sein, which are they? Who holds it? Only Rav Chiya holds Erev Parsha Sein. Rav Nachman holds a Shmuel, doesn't. So I'm saying, on that Nakuda, if you say like the Marsha, Rashi and Tosfos would agree that the Shaila of the Shaila, the statement, Lamaisa, the whole Mahalik of the Gemara, which Tosfos says the Brisa, the Shaila is going on the Brisa, is really focusing on Rav Chiya, not Rav Nachman. Because Tosfos said it's an Erev Parsha Sugya, you remember? But Rav Nachman is not an Erev Parsha man, he holds a Shmuel. Rashi will say the Mahalach of the Sugya is not all one Mahalach. It's a Brice and the statements. And the Shaila is going on the what? On the one who holds Erev Parsha, which is also who? Only who? Rav Chiya, and not what? Not Shmuel. So on that Nakuda, they will agree. You follow what I'm saying, Ben? On that Nakuda, according to Marsha, they will agree that the Shaila is really on the statement of Rav Chiya, because Rav Nachman is not an Erev Parsha man. Okay? Because at the end of the day, we got to close. We got to close just with this. At the end of the day, according to Rashi and Tosfos, at the end of the day, they both agree that the second section of the Gemara is what? Second segment is Erev Parshas. Rashi says, according to the Marsha, the second segment is what? At least according to the Marsha. The second segment is Erev Parshas. And according to Tosfos, the whole sugya is Erev Parshas. You understand what I'm saying? So the Marsha, Pshat and Rashi with Tosfos, they both agree the second segment is holding Erev Parshas. Okay, have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. Tomorrow we got to go Viking with the Tyson. We got a lot to do. Okay, who wants to daven for the Yom? Yaakov, you want to daven for the Yom? Okay, great. After you shoot it up,